gums, people are never the same. Grief, it's a hell of a thing. And this story is about grief. This is Anne's Game.
Parental discretion is advised.
Jin!
Again? I'd swear you were hiding cards somewhere. What's up your sleeve? Come on, what you got there?
Nothing, I swear. Hey, remember you swept the floor with me last week.
What can I say, Anne? I like those games better. Ooh, speaking of games, did you hear Bill's bowling team got their first trophy?
That's incredible. Good for Bill. Wow. I guess all the practice paid off.
Yes, him being out of the house is a blessing, a godsend.
Godsend? Is it that bad when he's home?
That man is up my skirt all the time, and I mean up my skirt.
I guess retirement has its advantages.
I wish he'd go back to work. Really, Bambi? Nah. So, tell me, how's that architect son and wife doing? Are they still here?
Oh, yes. Thomas is downstairs with Arthur, soundproofing my she shed.
Why on God's green earth would he do that?
So we don't disturb him on Sunday when he's watching the game, he says.
The wild and crazy gin rummy game? Look out!
But the two of them should be done here in a little bit. They didn't have much left to do before you came over for a game. You know, I'll tell you, Thomas did well marrying Diane. I couldn't have asked for a better daughter.
Wow, that's great.
When they got here, she helped clean the house and did the laundry. Even now, she is out shopping for me for dinner later.
I'd say Thomas married well.
All good things must come to an end, as they say. They will be flying out tonight after dinner.
Why such a short visit? He's usually here for a week, right?
Yes, but he was on his way to New York for a meeting and decided to stop here first.
Oh, he's such a good son. Gosh darn it, I wanted to ask him if he could clean the gutters for us before he left. Bill just can't get on the ladder anymore, especially with his vertigo.
Why, there's still time, Miss Anderson. I can get it done before our dinner is done.
Hey, you two. All done?
Yes, we are, honey. Your game room she shed, whatever, is now done and soundproof.
We didn't hear a thing.
That was a good one.
You know my mom truly loves you.
What makes you say that?
I overheard my mom and Miss Bambi talking about you and how great you are. It was nice to hear that my mom thinks of you as her daughter.
Wait, she said daughter, not stepdaughter, right?
Yep, you're done for. She'll probably have matching ugly sweaters for us at Christmas.
Tom, I think I want a divorce.
Thomas, look out!
Arthur, I think there's someone at the door.
I wonder who could it be.
Thomas and Diane should be on the plane to New York by now.
It's two men at the door.
Well, be careful.
Can I help you two gentlemen?
So sorry to disturb you this evening. I'm Detective John Mitchell, and this is Detective Pete Miller. And once again, sorry to disturb you. But do you know a Thomas and Diane O'Connell?
Oh, God. One second, please.
Sure.
Anne, you need to come to the door.
What's all the commotion, Arthur?
Who are these people?
They are detectives.
I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh, no.
There's been an accident.
Oh, God. No, not Thomas. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, no.
Thank you.
You know, Bambi, never in a million years did I ever think I would have to bury my son. Clara, Diane's mom, unfortunately, won't be able to get here for the funeral.
Goodness. Well, why not? That's her daughter.
It's okay. Believe it or not, she's a scientist in Antarctica. But she did wire in some help for the funeral and is crying her eyes out like I am.
Mrs. O'Connell, once again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Detective. Oh, Bambi, this is Detective Mitchell. He's in charge of Thomas's case.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
Ah, Detective Mitchell.
Mrs. O'Connell, Miss Bambi, Mr. O'Connell. I was just expressing my condolences for your loss. How are you holding up?
Well, I've been taking it day by day.
That's all anyone can do.
Hello. My name is Scott Harrington. I'm the prosecutor for your case. I take it you are Baby B, a.k.a. Leon Williams?
Only my close, close friends call me Baby B. And last time I checked, Scott, you ain't one of them.
Look, baby, I've dealt with your kind time and time again, and it all turns out the same.
My kind? Come on, Mr. Prosecutor. You could be more colorful than that. I know what's in you. Let it out.
I know who you are. Understand me, you inadvertently killed two people in your little car race. And you're the one we caught. So here's the deal for you. You tell me who the other racer was, and I won't dig any deeper into your life. I'm quite sure a man like you has lots of skeletons for me to exploit.
That was the best I've heard you.
Don't say another word. Adam Carroll for the defense. And this interrogation is over till I've had a chance to confer with my client.
Adam?
Scott?
Oh, hell no! You two know each other?
What part of don't say another word do you not understand? You and I will talk here in a second. Now, Scott, may I have a moment with my client?
You know what, Mr. Baby? I look forward to seeing you in court. Oh, and one more thing. I'm going for 20 years in maximum. Have a good day.
Look, I've been retained by your boss. I can't get you off. You will see some time for this. The best thing you can hope for is that the DA you just met takes our deal. And I'll tell you now, it doesn't look good.
Okay, I'll play house for a bit. But understand, I don't need JoJo's money. I got my own. You feel me?
Yes, I do.
You okay?
I heard Thomas's voice calling for me.
Oh, Anne, it was just a dream. Come back to bed.
But it seems so real.
Dreams usually are, hon. Now try to get some sleep. Unfortunately, tomorrow's another big day for us.
I know. Don't remind me. Scott!
Yes, Anne?
Do you think he's happy?
Anne, it is way too late to have a conversation like this. Look, we bury our son and his wife tomorrow. I can only hope he's happy wherever he might be now. But, hon, you need to try to get some sleep.
I know you're right. Go back to sleep, hon. I won't be far behind you. Love you, too.
What? Yes, I love you, too, Anne.
No, 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 no!
Good morning, ladies. I see you started without me.
Took so long getting here, and this girl's gotta eat.
Just let that go in one ear and out the other. You got time.
Premature birth, table 5. Pick up!
Milling his crazy names. So why so long today? You're usually here before us.
Yeah, he's one twisted individual. MacArthur Parkway.
Enough said.
No, really. It's a damn parking lot.
Exploded testicles and cream sauce. Table 3. Pick up!
Okay, that's new. Back to what I was saying. Also, there were 2 accidents. Needless to say, traffic really sucked.
Well, at least after this, you just have to walk across the street.
What?
Sir, I am offended with your choice of menu names. I mean, honestly, you need to be so offensive? What about the children in here? Do you really think exploded testicles and cream sauce is something they should be hearing?
What do you mean you're offended? Did you not read the big sign on the window of the store? I did pay a lot of money to have a painter come in and paint those words, so I don't have to have conversations like this all the time.
Why can't you have more sensible names? Like chip beef on toast.
Gladys, stupid yuppie, table 4. Pick up! So yes, if you come here, you may be offended. That'll be $29.50.
Sir, you are a flaming asshole.
Get out!
Another satisfied customer.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Hey, no sweat, Adam. I've got time. Not to mention, I love this diner. Great place to fill up before court.
I know what you mean. I got a long day ahead, too.
Miguel!
So, what's on your schedule?
Why did you cook this?
Well, to start with, I got 4 in GV, 7 misdemeanors, and then a sit-in on a first degree.
And good morning to you, Scott. Will it be your usual today?
Good morning, Gladys. No. I'll have the number 7 and a coffee.
Miguel! Miguel! Over here!
And how about your good-looking friend? Anything for you today?
You know, that does look good. Haven't had corned beef hash and grits in a while. Yes, number 7, please. And I got the bill.
Why, that's mighty kind of...
Amen! Two morning diarrheas on a platter. I'll be right back with your coffee.
I hope it tastes better than it sounds.
It will. That's the gimmick.
2 hairless dogs with a chick. Pick up!
So, what's this deal you have to offer me?
Look, Scott, this is an unfortunate crash, and 2 people were killed in the process. But life, come on. That's a reach, and you know it.
And we have 2 coffees and dairy fresh cream, straight from the tit. Mel milked her this morning.
Wait, what?
She's kidding.
Gotcha. Your order should be up soon. Can I get you anything else while you wait?
I'm good, but thank you.
Same here, thanks. Look, you know how this works.
Miguel!
My boss tells me what to charge and when to charge. Look, his problems just got compounded. It seems that the police were on the scene when he started racing, so they've added fleeing and abandon, reckless driving, failure to yield to law enforcement. Oh, and also the body count is up to 3.
Gladys! 2 morning diarrheas on a platter! Table 1! Pick up!
Hold on. What are you trying to pull here? You can't charge him for the other guy. Last I heard, he's alive and breathing.
And here we go. 2 morning diarrheas on a platter. I'll be back to check on you in a bit. Enjoy.
Yeah, well, the woman that was killed was with child. 3 months along, to be exact. The family wants the maximum.
All families do. Well, I see Mr. Williams, a.k.a. Baby B, in a few hours, and I'll discuss his options. There are options, right?
Always. Oh, and the trial starts in 1 week. Oh, and it's Judge Westerly.
Well, this might work out to his favor, then.
You've gotta pay to play.
Well, now, that's real interesting.
What? Did Mel say something funny again?
No, Scott and Adam, over there.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, they're friends. It happened for a long time, I hear.
Ooh, I wanna be nosy.
Another
I'm gonna go over there.
Tenderloin? Come What's on, don't you? Be like that.
Hey, do me a
hey,
favor.
I do work like in the same office as him.
And get out!
I got a better idea anyways.
Mary, crying in the outhouse. Table one.
Gladys. Pick up. Oh, Miss Gladys.
Oh, something you need? What can I get you?
Information. On Scott's table. You didn't perchance overhear what they were talking about.
Something about a baby and pay for play?
The Leon Williams case? They are going to offer him a deal?
Why does that name sound so familiar?
Well, Sally said to slap your mama. That'll be 35 even.
That's so slimy. After he killed those two people, they're willing to let him buy his way out?
Excuse me?
Gladys, what are you doing?
Shut up, Mel.
Okay. Beef tongue, table six. Pick up.
And that's it for me. See y'all in chambers later.
Bye. Bye.
Hun, honey, are you okay? I heard you scream. Was it Thomas again?
Arthur, I think I'm losing my mind. I guess I miss him so much.
So do I. Hey, you have to get up. We have a big day ahead.
I know, but I have this dread that something's wrong and he's not happy.
Who? Thomas? Honey, you've got to let it go and deal with him being gone. Damn it, Anne. We have to bury our son, his wife, and their unborn child, our grandchild. I can't do this without you.
I know, Arthur.
Can you manage, or do I need to help you? I can call Bambi if need be.
No, Arthur. I think I can manage getting dressed on my own. I have plenty of black dresses to wear.
Okay, I'll see you downstairs.
Mr. Williams, good to see you.
Good to see me? Man, what? Look, bro, all Baby B needs to know is when I'm getting out of here.
Well, that's why I'm here today. Options, my dear baby. You have options.
Options? Yeah. Baby B likes the sound of that. He's listening.
Excellent. So, like I said, you have options. One, plead not guilty, then we go to trial and take our chances with the jury. Or two, that's our diversion program, pay to play.
Pay to play?
You plead guilty, and this number here. Look, can't promise you won't see time, but your sentence will be lighter.
Oh, hell nah. Baby B will take his chances with a jury.
Yes, you can. You can take your chances with a jury while facing three involuntary manslaughter charges and the drug charges, along with the illegal street racing. Can't forget that. You are facing two life terms, bro.
Three? Where did the third one come from?
The woman in the car you split in half was pregnant. Look, you got lucky and got the right defense lawyer, prosecutor, and judge for your case.
Is there a third option?
Did I say there were three options?
Okay. Pay to play, then.
Ah, my dear baby, you made the right decision. Now, all I need to do is talk to the DA, and we go to court in 2 days.
Damn!
Miss? Excuse me, miss?
Attention,
you
shoppers.
Think you could move up?
Be Willie Pork
You're next in line, and we don't center. Have all day.
Hey, take it easy. She just lost her son.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be holding up the line like that, but my mind is a million miles away right now.
That I understand.
I'm so sorry, Paula.
Anne, you're fine. It was a lovely funeral. I'm sure Thomas would have been happy. Anne, are you okay?
Oh, there I go again. Yeah, I'm fine. There's just so much going on. Tomorrow, we go to court. Because the defendant wants a speedy trial, all of a sudden.
I hope they throw the book at him. But he deserves much worse if you ask me.
The DA is going for 2 life sentences.
Thomas? Your mother
is waiting for you. Thomas?
Anne? Who are you calling for?
It's Thomas. Didn't you see him? He was right there.
Anne, hun, there's nobody there. Do you need me to call Arthur for you?
No. No need for that. I'll be fine. But I just looked over there and swore it... Thomas!
Anne, come back! There's no one there!
Thomas!
Lady, what are you, crazy? Oh, Miss Anne, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, I guess.
You ran right in front of my truck.
I'm sorry, Detective Mitchell. I was chasing Thomas.
Thomas? Look, let me get you home. You shouldn't drive in this condition. And you need your rest for tomorrow.
That may be best. Oh, I need to pay my bill. Oh, my God.
Look, let's get you in the truck, and I'll handle the bill and, well, get you home. How'd that sound?
Okay.
Thank you once again, Detective Mitchell.
No problem, Mr. O'Connell. I just wanted to make sure Anne got home safe.
She's been having a hard time processing the loss of Thomas. She hasn't really been sleeping.
That I can understand. There's nothing like the loss of a child. Lost my youngest to drugs a few years back. Still, some days, it hit me so hard, I can't even function.
Well, the trial starts tomorrow. Maybe seeing that lowlife getting what he deserves will snap her out of it and give her some closure. Maybe I should have a talk to someone. Maybe that will help.
Mr. O'Connell, one step at a time. One last thing before I leave. Even I had to talk to someone.
You see, Mommy, they think you're crazy.
But he loves me.
All rise. Court will now come to order. The Honorable Judge Richmond Westerly presiding.
You may be seated. Now, in the matter of Leon Williams versus the State of Indiana, case docket 2305648, Miss Remit, the reading of the charges.
Leon Williams, case docket 2305648. You are charged 3 counts of manslaughter, 1 count of vehicular homicide, manslaughter, 1 count of illegal street racing, 1 count of driving while intoxicated, and 1 count of illegal possession of a firearm as a felon.
And how does the defendant plead?
Adam Carroll for the defense, Your Honor. We plead not guilty.
And the state?
Scott Harrington for the state, Your Honor.
Now, are you sure it's coming? Yeah. It'll be there.
What's going on? Why are they whispering?
Shh. Everything's fine, Anne.
The state may proceed with its opening statements.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. How does one measure grief when it comes to loss of a loved one? This family over here knows quite well. And the source of that grief sits over there. This man. This lowlife extinguished a promising young family on their way to the airport after leaving their mother's house. This mother, right here. It was a family dinner. His name was Thomas, and his wife's name was Diana. They were expecting their first child. Thomas was a budding architect. But did fate play a part in this? Did fate put the O'Connells in the path of Leon Williams? That's what the defense would like you to believe. pure bad luck. No. It was choices that Leon Williams made that night. Yes, choices, we all make them. And Mr. Leon Williams had a ton of bad ones that night. Choices that ended the lives of this family. And now, he must pay for those choices. So after all is said and done, and you go to deliberate, guilty on all charges is the right choice, the only choice. A guilty verdict will end the pain and grief this family has gone through. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harrington. And now the defense.
Bingo. Your Honor, sidebar.
Oh, my God. Something is wrong.
What kind of shit is this?
Has this ever happened before?
This is a first for me.
You may approach the bench.
Adam, this better be good.
Yes, he's made a deal.
Now, both of you in chambers. Court is in recess for 20 minutes.
All rise. You are dismissed. Court will reconvene in 20 minutes.
I don't like this. Not at all. Let me go see what I can find out.
Thomas? Anne, not now. I need you to keep it together.
No, something's wrong. I just heard his voice clear as day.
Anne, Thomas is dead. He can't speak to you now, for God's sake.
I'm telling you something's wrong, and he's upset.
Anne, stop it.
Adam, this better be good. I was all ready to do my speech.
He took the deal, didn't he?
Pay for play.
And how much did he agree to?
$800,000.
You're serious?
Yes, I am. Payment is in.
Oh, boy. My hand just started itching.
Yes, Your Honor.
That will be $400,000 for me, and you two can split the other four. Any objections?
I'm good with that, Your Honor.
Yes, Judge.
Great. Now that we are all in agreement, can we go back to court?
Yes, Your Honor.
All rise. Court is now back in session.
I couldn't learn anything. No one knows nothing.
Will the defendant please rise? Mr. Williams, it has come to my attention you have made a deal with your attorney.
A deal? What kind of shit is this?
Mrs. O'Connell.
What?
Sit down.
Now, Mrs. O'Connell, I know this must be hard for you to hear, but please don't interrupt me again. I would hate to place you in contempt of court.
Anne, please sit down. It will be all right. Just let the man finish.
Now back to you, Mr. Williams. I sentenced you to 2 years at the county.
2 years? What happened to life? 2 years for killing my son and daughter and their unborn child? I know they say justice is blind, but this is outrageous. So how much?
Excuse me?
Yes. Mr. DA, you took a bribe, didn't you? Didn't you? All those things you said in your office, it was life with no parole. That's what you said. That's what you said. I hope your mother is turning over in her grave. She should be so proud.
Now, Mrs. O'Connell, that'll be enough. I need you to calm down. This is your last warning.
Come on, Anne, sit down. Please, let's not make this worse.
Yes, Miss O'Connell, please listen to Arthur.
I will not! And where is your outrage, Arthur? Our son is laying in a grave. And you want me to be quiet to this injustice being played out before us?
You gotta pay to play, Mama.
You, motherfucker! Get your hands off!
Get off me, crazy
Bailiff,
bitch!
Restrain her!
Motherfucker!
Order! Order! Order in my court!
Anne, what's going on with you? What you did in that courtroom was a side I've never seen from you. And we've been married for over 35 years. You need to tell me something right now.
I need to say something. I'm sorry, but the way it looks to me, I've been doing all the talking. Where have you been?
Look, maybe you should talk to a professional. You almost went to jail today. If it wasn't for Detective Mitchell, I don't know. I can't handle more stress from you. You're hearing Thomas's voice, and now seeing him? And now you attack the defendant in court? You need to talk to someone.
Okay, Arthur. Fine.
Hey everyone, Anthony here. Thank you for listening to Anne's Game. And now a word from our sponsor.
Hi there, Larry here for Hot Street Scooters, based out of Daytona, the world's most famous beach. We carry only new, never used, so when it comes to scooters, ATVs, and dirt bike parts, we are your one-stop shop, even on the internet. We offer a wide range of carburetors, air filters, ignition coils, you name it, we got it, and at rock-bottom prices, with zero down and 0% interest. We run our business on a set of core principles, honesty, integrity, and service. So come see us at 1861 North Nova Road in Holly Hill, or visit us on the web at hotstreetscooters.com, or give Matt a call at 386-265-4470. We're here to keep you riding. Hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., online only on Sundays.
And now back to our story. 2 years have passed.
Look, Doc, I want to take my wife home.
Look, Mr. O'Connell, I understand how you feel, but Anne has made no progress since she's been here.
Please report to Med 1.
Just so you know what you're getting into, you have to be her caretaker. You have to watch her, understand? Maybe Anne being home will do her some good.
Doc, I know it will.
My darling.
I know it will.
Have you seen my dolly?
Okay, I'll sign off on you taking her home. But remember, there's going to come a time where you're going to have to make a choice.
Fine. Just sign the damn papers so I can get my wife out of here.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get the papers ready. You can go to Anne. Oh, Mr. O'Connell, please remember what I said.
Yeah, Doc. Anne, honey.
Arthur, today's the day, then.
I don't follow.
Today is the day I go home.
How? Anne, how did you know that?
Thomas?
Oh, okay then. Let's all go home.
I told you you'd come today.
Yes, you did, Thomas. Yes, you did.
Will you do what I ask?
Yes, I will.
What was that?
I said, let's go home.
Okay.
Well,
welcome back!
Oh, goodness! Thank you all, but you really shouldn't have.
Oh, stop being silly and come and enjoy your party. We all missed you.
Welcome back.
Oh, don't mind him. He was drinking with the boys, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Bambi, it's good to see you.
We've got some catching up to do.
Oh, come on, Bambi. You can't hoggleize all of Anne's time. We all would like to welcome our sister home, too.
Girls to the porch.
I got the booze.
Hey, Arthur. I bought a bottle. Hey, Arthur. I brought a bottle.
Now that's a mess. Let me go and get something to clean that up before it really stinks.
Oh, Detective Mitchell, the first door in the hallway, you should find something there.
Arthur, I am truly sorry about that.
Bill, today it's okay. Just look at her smiling already. I should have brought her home sooner.
That's it, Mommy. Keep up that smile.
Oh, Ann, you have missed so much. I tell you, the street and neighbors has changed so much.
No, tell her about Bill running over his foot. Now that was funny.
Gladys, will you give that a rest? Ann, he didn't run over his foot.
Yes, he did, and here's the booze.
Oh, Paula, I love you so much right now. I could kiss you. Now we can sit and talk about how they let that scumbag off after he paid $800,000 to the DA and his defense attorney.
Shh! Not now. She just got home. She doesn't need to hear all that yet. It'll just upset her.
No. No.
Carol, I have to hear this. Please. Gladys, what about the judge?
Yep, he was in on it too. They call it pay for play.
Son of a bitch. That asshole said it in court at me.
Yeah, and then you whooped his ass.
You see what I had to deal with.
I'm so glad I made that she shed soundproof.
It's so nice to be back out and around people again.
Anne, I'm sorry I had to put you in that place. I just didn't know
what to do.
Arthur, it's okay. Deep down inside, I needed it. I needed that time for myself.
Well, I'm done with my list. Do you need anything else before we check out?
No, I believe that's it for me, too. You know we have to use Paula's line.
Oh, brother.
Hey, you two. So glad you could pop in and see me sweating to death.
It is quite hot in here.
Management is supposed to be working on getting it fixed again. Oh, those look good.
You have no idea how I miss these.
Follow me, Mom.
Arthur, I think I'm going to go to the car. You think you can handle the rest?
Is everything okay?
Yes. I think I need to just sit down.
You go ahead, honey. I'll be right there.
Thank you. I'll be at the car.
Hope you feel better.
Hey, Arthur, is she still seeing Thomas?
Look, Mommy. Why the car?
You!
Oh, shit! You scared the hell out of me. Sorry, but do I know you, lady?
Tell him how you feel, Mommy.
You bastard. You killed my son. Tell me how you did it. Tell me how you were able to circumvent the system and get off with such a light sentence.
Oh, yeah. The crazy lady from court. Oh, that was your son, my bad. But just so you know, my attorney came to me first with the deal, Mama.
Don't call me that. You don't get to call me that. How much was my son's life worth?
Ah, come on. It's in the past. You don't need to know all of that. And I'm not telling.
Now drop your keys.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, let me get those for you. And if it's worth anything...
Now hit him, Mama.
I am.
Now drag him closer to the car.
Ann, what are you doing? Who is this?
It's him. He killed Thomas.
Oh, my God, Ann, what have you done? What are you thinking?
Justice for our son.
What?
But remember, there's going to come a time where you're going to have to make a choice.
God damn it. Okay, will this help you?
Say yes, Mommy. All of them.
Yes, Arthur, all of them.
All of them? Get in the car. I'll put him in the back seat.
Get them all for me, Mommy.
Excuse me. Judge Westerly, right?
Yes, that would be me. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. I'm sorry.
Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Well, what happened to him?
Must have had a bad heart and went into cardiac arrest when I hit him with a stun gun.
You got off light. Do you hear me? I hope you're burning in hell. Okay, let's put him in for now.
Hey, hey.
I'll have the
look,
other
this
two tonight.
This is probably
tonight.
A big misunderstanding.
That
hello?
I
say
can
something.
Begin.
Hey, let me out of here. Let me out, please.
And just what are you planning on doing?
Have a retry.
Hey, thanks for the ride home. Sure beats Uber.
Yeah, why not? I've got nothing better to do. I'm on vacation now.
Yeah, man. Hope you have fun in Puerto Rico. Just remember me while you're on the plane, and I'm back in court again.
Hey, there's nothing in the rule book that says you can't call in through the weekend.
Yeah, I could do that. Just won't have a job when I get back.
Well, I guess it's Captain Morgan's and me on a beach getting super tan.
Shit!
Doesn't feel so good, does it?
Mr. O'Connell?
Arthur, is there something wrong with your dinner? You barely touched your plate.
Not really hungry, to tell you the truth.
Oh, and why is that?
Oh, I don't know. I've just kidnapped four people for you, and you're carrying on like nothing's happened.
Oh, they're about to get what they deserve. Trust me.
Okay. After all this is over, what are you going to do with the bodies?
He's sleeping, Mommy.
You want to get that?
Detective Mitchell, what brings you by tonight? Please come in. Anne has made some wonderful meatloaf.
Just checking in. Can't really stay. Kind of on a case right now. It may involve you and Anne.
Oh, how's that?
It seems a judge that presided over your son's case has turned up missing.
Arthur, is everything all right?
Yes, it's Detective Mitchell. He says the judge that was over Thomas's case is missing.
Good riddance. I hope you find him laying in a ditch somewhere.
Come on, Anne. Don't be like that.
It's okay. And understandable. Look, I'm going to let you get back to your dinner. I just want to let you know what was going on.
I thank you for your consideration. Have a good night, Detective.
You too, Mr. O'Connell. There's no way those two are mixed up in this.
Oh, God.
Who's that? Come on, speak to me, damn it!
Chill out. Stop yelling. Wait, what's going on? I can't see anything. Adam, are you okay? Adam!
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait. Adam and Scott, the DA and defense attorneys, right?
And who are you?
Baby B.
Okay, how did we get here? We're chained up.
The O'Connells.
Yes! And they're really pissed off about their son.
Leon, how long have you been here?
Man, I don't know. It's been a while. All I know is I ran into the bitch at the Forge grocery store where she knocked me out. Then I woke up here like this.
You mean that old lady was able to take you?
Ain't you in here too? Oh, and refresh my memory. Isn't this all you doing, you greedy son of a bitch? Sorry, That was meant for both of you.
What? Is this all funny to you?
What is that smell?
Hey, we all criminals in her eyes. And I don't think they're gonna accept a bribe this time. We're fucked.
Hey, did you hear that?
Hey, that sounded like a doorbell.
Help! 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 Help!
Stop, stop. They can't hear you. And the only thing you're doing is hurting my ears.
At least I'm doing something.
Hello? Who's that? Mr. O'Connell, is that you?
Ah! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What did
Judge!
You do to the judge? Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Are you all hungry? I made a meatloaf. There is extra.
Ugh. Oh, my God. You carved him up like a turkey.
Yes, an extra pound of flesh, graciously given to us from our dear Judge Westerly. Now thank him for his sacrifice.
Let them eat, Mommy.
What? Not what you expected? Having a hard time coming to grips with the situation you find yourself in? I was once in a situation almost like this, but I couldn't pay for play like the rest of you. But today, justice will be served. Now eat!
Ah! We can't! Our hands are chained!
You can eat like the dirty little pigs you are. Snout first. Now eat!
Ah! I'm not eating that. You can shock me till my heart stops. I'm not eating that.
You should listen to your elders.
Punish him.
Okay, Jesus.
And where's Mr. O'Connell?
Since he's not here, I don't think he condones what you're doing to us.
Oh, Arthur. He's relaxing in his easy chair watching the Yankees game. He's dead tired.
Lady, you are evil. What are you doing with that gun?
We're going to play a game. Like Truth or Dare. And now, the final piece.
Lady Justice, what kind of crazy game is this?
That was for spite. And you, my dear Mr. DA, try all you like. You won't break that chain. Where was I? Oh, yes. Well, I thought, what better way to test the weight of the truth?
Hurt them, Mommy. Hurt them for me.
Thomas, I'm trying to concentrate. I understand you want revenge, and we're getting to it.
Who's she talking to?
I'm sorry. Thomas can get a little anxious sometimes.
Lady, your son is dead.
Yes, he is. Very sad. What do you say we get started? I must admit, this is the first time I've used this table. Thomas built it for me the day before. Well, you know. Looky there, it works. It was supposed to be used for my bridge game with my girlfriends. But I think we found a better use for it.
Oh, God, it just started spinning.
No need to worry. The game hasn't started yet.
Come on, lady. It was those two. It was their idea.
Now the game starts. So, I ask you, was it the DA or the defense who came to you?
Leon, keep your mouth shut. You're gonna die anyways. She's not about to let us live through this.
Time's up.
Mm-hmm. No! Wait! Wait! Wait!
Oh, my God!
God damn it!
Someone's gonna hear that gunshot and call the police, lady.
By that time, it will be all over. As you can see, it's down to two.
Do it, Mommy. Kill them all. Oh, man.
Another spin?
Oh, God.
I have my answer. Well, now, Mr. DA, you didn't instigate the deal, so that just leaves our friend over here.
No, no, Mrs. O'Connell, please.
No, Adam, oh!
The light of justice burns bright.
Oh, no!
What the hell happened here? Was it electrical? I was just here a few hours ago. and everything was fine.
Fire Chief says this was intentional. The fire started in the basement.
What? Wait, what am I missing? Where are Mr. and Mrs. O'Connell? I want to talk to them.
John, they are dead. Mr. O'Connell was found in the living room with a hammer in his head, and Mrs. O'Connell was found downstairs along with four other bodies.
Let me guess. Judge Westerly, the DA, and the defense attorney, and one Leon Williams?
So what happened here?
The love of a son.
Thank you for listening to Anne's Game, another DMIC production. Characters are as follows. Anne O'Connell, Lenora Porto. Arthur O'Connell, Bob Kopp. The role of Bambi was played by Carol Mangum. Thomas O'Connell was played by Bryson Perico. Diane O'Connell, Melanie Town. Judge Westerly was played by Warren Londano. Defense attorney Adam Carroll was played by Lance Roberson. DA Scott Harrington, Dave Neron. Bailiff was played by Deborah Neron. The role of Leon Williams, a.k.a. Baby B, Isidore Bowers. Detective John Mitchell was played by Enrique Rodriguez. The role of Paula was played by Melissa Moore. Grocery store Karen was played by Patricia Ann Isaac. The role of Gladys was played by Sandra Blackwell DeCamillo. The role of Mel was played by Larry Okarski. Mel's Diner's customers are as follows. Anthony DeTillo, Ashley Kelly, and Mary Sweeney. Angry customer played by Scott Spooner, Daryl's neighbor. And psychiatrist, Stan Tucker. The role of the fireman was played by Frederick Johnson. The role of Bill was played by Daryl Isaac. Timeline was done by Anthony DeTillo. Anne's Game was written and produced by Daryl Isaac. Sound effects, we give thanks to Soundly.com, Ghost Hack Audio, and Daryl Isaac. Musical score created by Daryl Isaac and Crash Rocket. Credits by Larry O. This has been a DMIC production.
Yeah, he's one twisted individual. MacArthur Parkway.
John, Fire Chief says this was intentional.
Oh, shit, motherfucker.
Sir, I am offended with your choice.
Damn it. Leon, keep your mouth shut. You're gonna die anyways. She's not allowed to...
Leon Williams, case docket 2305-6478. You are charged 3 counts of manslaughter, 1 count of vehicular homicide.
Will the defendant please rise? Mr. Williams, is it...
I'm getting tongue-tied.
Mrs. O'Connell, Ms. Bambi, Mr. O'Connell. My bad, sorry.
We got one.
Good riddance. I hope you find him laying in a ditch somewhere.
That almost worked.
Adam, this better be good. Sorry. Somebody.
Leon Williams, case docket. 2305-6478. You are charged 3 counts of manslaughter, 1 count of vehicular.
You hit it too. Why did you stop?
I did.
The whole line?
No, just a crime.
Okay.
I don't know how to moan. I'm sorry.
You're kind.
Oh, kill
that. Kill that.
The state of Idaho shit.
It's not even fucking Idaho. Yes.
Hey, no sweat, Adam. I've got time. Not to mention, I love this diner. Good place to fill up before court.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The crazy lady in court. Oh, that was your son? My bad. But just so you know, my attorney came to me first with the deal. And I fucked that up.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. But it was the whole issue with the shit was just where I fucked up at. The rest of it was straight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, like I know I fucked up saying the words at the end, but I was just making sure that everything that I said properly was okay, so I can just do that again.
You're a beautiful motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, you got... Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, Paula, I love you so much right now. I could kiss you. Now we can sit and talk about how they let that scumbag off. He paid eight after he paid.
Oh, yes. Thomas is downstairs with Arthur, soundproofing my she shed room.
And now back to our story. 2 years have passed.
And you... Gosh, darn, Sandra.
Ah, my dear baby. Do it again.
Miss? Miss? Excuse me, miss? Can you move up in that line? Oh, I messed that whole line up.
Anne, not now. I need you to keep...
You know, Bambi, never in a million years did I ever think I would have to go bury my son. Clara, Diane's mom, unfortunately, won't be able to get here for the funeral.
We have two coffees and dairy fresh cream, straight from the tit. Milk.
Well, the trial starts tomorrow. Maybe seeing that lowlife getting what he deserves. We'll snap her out of it and give her some closer. Yeah, I need to...
Am I on 42?
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing in the rule book that says you can't call in sick for the weekend. For...
Honey, are you okay? I just lost my place.
And we have two coffees and dairy fresh cream, straight from the tit. Milked it this morning.
No need for that. I'll be fine.
Look, you know how this works. My boss tells me what to charge and when to charge. Look, his problems just got compounded. It seems police were on the scene when he started racing, so they've added fleeing and abandon, reckless driving, failure to yield to law enforcement.
Son of a bitch. That asshole.
Arthur.
Oh, Paula, I love you so much right now. I could kiss you. Now we can sit and talk about how they let that scumbag off after he paid 800,000. Damn.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get the papers ready. You can go with...
What? Not what you expected? Having a hard time coming to grips with the situation you find yourself in? I was once in a situation almost like this, but I couldn't pay for play like the rest of you. But today, justice will be served. Now eat!
Milton has crazy names. So why? Gotta do it again, sorry.
Oh, I gotta keep laughing? No. That's hard to laugh out loud all the time.